Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
South Africa's consumer inflation ticking up slightly to 3% year-on-year in December last year, up from 2.9% the previous month. While still within the Reserve Bank's target range, this figure comes in just below economists' expectations and I think reflects ongoing price pressures in key areas like housing, utilities and food. With the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee meeting next week, all eyes, I guess, are on a potential 25 basis point interest rate cut. But what does this inflation data out earlier today really tell us about the economy's direction? And what should businesses and consumers be expecting this year? That's our lead story tonight on the program. And I'm joined by Hannah de Nobrega, economist and quantitative analyst at Prescient Investment Management. Hannah, good evening to you and welcome. So the number remains within the SARB range. So not too much concern, or am I being a little optimistic?
Jeremy, I think there is still space to have a lot of optimism around the inflation numbers that have just been printed. It is definitely good to be cautious and that we are well aware of the fact that there are still inflationary pressures looming, especially globally. South Africa being a small open economy means that we are going to import a lot of inflation. So we do want to see global numbers starting to come down before we can really settle down into being confident that our inflation is going to stay low. This means that the Reserve Bank will probably take a little bit more caution, understanding that risks are balanced in decreasing their interest rates. So the market, for instance, has already priced in that cuts may not be as deep and as frequent as we were pricing last year. So we're going to see maybe the Reserve Bank really taking their time on lowering interest rates just so that we can play out some what the inflationary risks may be.
So it's not a given then that we might not see a move next week?
So it's not a given that the Reserve Bank will cut next week. There is a cut priced in. However, because the SARB has a little bit of leeway with the inflation being well within its range, we could still assume that there might be a cut. We do have to just maybe unpack a little bit of where the inflationary pressures come from before we say, would we expect the Reserve Bank to cut or not? So are these pressures more systemic, or is it maybe a cyclical experience that we're facing here? So it having just been December, we can see also from what had pushed the price up a little bit. So a very cyclical short-term move such as food, and that is one of the most volatile components of inflation. So that has really increased. That is really what attributed the number for December a lot. And then maybe some medium-term effects, such as the El Nino weather system that we're experiencing. So that's just a little bit more high rainfall. So that also puts a little bit of pressure on the food component. And then if there's geopolitical uncertainty, as I mentioned before, are we going to import some more of that inflation from the global area? That could impact something a bit more systemically. So right now, it being a very almost expected number, an expected increase because of the cyclicality of inflation print, and we're well within the band still, I think that the SARB is still safe to cut.
So Hannah, consumer sentiment has been weak due to high interest rates. So let's assume that we get a small cut next week. I guess the question is, do you think that would be enough to revive spending and broader economic confidence?
So a cut next week would definitely revive spending. Spending has already actually been quite revived. Something that has contributed to a little bit more an increase in spending has been the two-pot system, the retirement system. So just having the ease of not needing to necessarily quit your job so that you can access a little bit of your retirement. There are fears that people are now accessing bits of their retirement not to pay off the debts, but also to increase their spending. So factors like that, and then also the very positive growth factors for South Africa, the rand being quite strong, and our commodity prices are rebounding quite a bit. So there's definitely a wealth effect happening in consumer spending. So a decrease in interest rates will also just alleviate consumers quite a bit more. So then they can pay off their debts a little bit easier and possibly have more disposable income to use for spending.
So again, as far as us consumers are concerned, going forward, what inflation risks should we be most concerned about? And What would we need to watch out for in terms of warning signs that inflation could start to accelerate again?
All right, that's a brilliant question. So if we look at the longer term trends of inflation and what has really contributed to inflationary pressures, so these are systemic components in our CPI basket. This is something that Prescient really looks at. We'd like to look at long-term trends rather than seasonality effects. And those components are something like the household utilities and housing, which contributes to 24% of the CPI basket, and then also miscellaneous goods and services contributes to about 14%. These, over the past 15 years, have, if you look at their cumulative gain on inflation, have probably increased by about 200% over the past 15 years. So that's quite a lot, and we don't see that easing off anytime soon. Other factors such as education and alcoholic beverages and tobacco also increases a lot, and that will these things are systemic in the inflation basket. So, especially with something like the sin tax on alcoholic beverages and tobacco, that cost component of the tax is directly pushed onto the consumer. So we're paying that tax rather than the producers. But something that is some of the components that have flatlined over the past 15 years, and in fact even gone down, are components such as equipment and communication, so data prices. So that's really, really good news. So if those start spiking, then perhaps there's actually a more systemic issue. And then, of course, the two components such as food and transport being directly related to our oil prices, those are the most volatile. So those are the two components where if inflation is starting to go wild or tick up quite a bit, it's often attributed to either food or transport prices. So if we just take a look at especially our oil prices, then we should see under how much pressure we would be. And a good reflection of oil prices is often geopolitical crisis.
Let me ask you one final question, if I can. You mentioned a little earlier about the cautious nature of the South African Reserve Bank. So we've now seen average inflation at 4.4% for last year. That's down from 6% in 2023. Do you think the Reserve Bank's tight monetary policy has been vindicated?
Yes, so the Reserve Bank has done an excellent job in maintaining price stability and actually recapturing our inflation target and keeping it within our band and maintaining it at a very stable level. So this means two things, or they are attributed to this for two things. So that means that their communication has been really, really good because inflation expectations are very well anchored, and also their credibility of their communication is also excellent. Without those two things, they wouldn't have been able to reduce inflation and keep it at exactly the level that they need it to be.
I'm going to leave it there, and my deep appreciation. Thank you so much. That's Hannah Denobriga, economist, quantitative analyst at Prescient Investment Management.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.